Right, another one. Bam, straight out of the back. We have Sam Shearer. Now, just another kid who had a bit of a bad luck on the race, running out of fuel. But you hear his story. It sucks. It's hard. But I think it's lessons learned, and racing is one of those things. You either win it or you lose it, or you may run out of fuel. But Sammy P, great kid. Check him out. Him on the Simford team looks absolutely awesome. The bike looked great. So hopefully we can see him pushing again next year. But, I mean, you know, the results really do show. And in this chat, it really shows that when he puts his head down and gets on the hammer, holy moly, he is a scary kid to watch ride. But enjoy the episode. Thanks to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, and Adventure On Store. Thank you for donating. 10 deserts for Tory. 10 deserts for Tory. We're going to get there. Come on. Let's get there. Yeah, get some money into it. Just throw a couple of bucks. Just do it. Do it for old Jezzy here. Just do it for the Jezza. All right. And until next time, get after it. Cheers. Now, here we are. Sam Pashira. How are you, my friend?
Oh, good, thanks. Good, thanks, mate.
Oh, mate. You've just slipped off on a forklift or something, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I got some guy reversed in the driveway.
Oh, how rude. Did they not know who you are? You're Sammy P, mate. What's going on?
Oh, not sure.
Mate, Hadar's done, Hadar's dusted. How are you feeling?
Look, it was pretty good. Not really, but it was. prologue. Yeah. Got a bit excited in the prologue and didn't really have the best run, but still made top 10. I think I was ninth in the prologue, and then in the top 10 shootout, I ended up seventh.
Yep.
So I was pretty happy with that. I didn't ride the way that I knew I could, but to make it in the top 10. So
why don't you think you were riding the way you were? Were you just you came out too excited? You were just too cautious?
Honestly think I just come out too excited. Like, I don't think I got the I don't think I got the bike out of third gear through the trees and just, it was terrible. I was watching some videos. I don't reckon there was a bit where I wasn't on the limiter.
Oh, yeah, man.
Hitting all the walls. I was like, oh, this is shocking. But I got there in the end, so made it in the top 10 shootout.
You were all legs and arms, man. It was hectic watching some of that footage, buddy.
Yeah, definitely was.
And so, was it just because you were just too excited? You were too focused, or what was it?
I honestly think I was just, overly excited. There was a massive lead up into the race. I was really excited to see what I'd be able to do for the 4 hours because I knew I was fit. I knew I was ready. Mm. And I was really just wanted to beat last year's result.
Yep.
So I think, all the work up that I made myself into the race, I don't think that helped. But, we learned, so.
Well, I mean, you're right. The lead-up you've had is crazy. And then, you know, even just if we watch all the social media stuff, you've been really killing it out there in the desert, which is kind of obviously home and what you ride every day. It is interesting to think that you came in too excited and overcooked because you seem to be so smooth every other time you've been out there.
I know. I don't know what happened. Like, the last 2 years that I did it, you know, I was really comfortable out there. And, you know, I just took the race as it was. And I think that I knew what I had to do to get to where I wanted to. So on the first lap, to put it into a bit of what happened. Like, I crashed on the third corner. Like,
what?
I just come in. I come in too hot, and the ground was a bit slippery. And I knifed the front end going into a turn, and it just the first lap just went downhill after then. Like,
mate,
I was fighting between. Yeah, I think I crashed in the third corner and probably around the eighth corner.
What?
And then around the 20K mark, I high-sided. So, the first lap really wasn't – I actually don't know what I was doing. But I think I come through the first loop in 22nd.
Wow.
After a P7 start. And I was right then and there, I was like, what have I done? Like – I've just overcooked my first lap, and we've got 4 hours to go.
Like,
I calmed down a little bit.
Well, look, we spoke to Andy Wilkes and Matty Ryan, and they've kind of said that there was a bit of over like to and fro, and they saw you on the ground a couple of times. I was like, no, not Sammy P. Sammy P. doesn't go on the ground. But then to hear it from you straight away, mate, like, you must have just been absolutely killing it.
Oh, I was. I wasn't. After then, I don't know what I was doing, but I settled down, and I think around midway through the second lap, I think it was, I made my way back into the top 10, and I settled down a lot more and started making some good passes and really riding how I should have been riding, which was good.
No, that is good. I'm glad you learned that, like, mid-race, you know?
Yeah, so... You know, I was the second lap. I found the rhythm again, and so when I crashed three times on that first lap, because I settled down, obviously the engine wasn't working as hard. I was trying to be a bit more conservative to find a rhythm. Mm. So when we pitted, we had heaps of fuel on the first lap.
Yep.
So we've gone in for a. So I told the boys. You know, we all agreed on it. It was my idea. I said, we'll do the first lap. If we have enough fuel after the first lap, let's go for two. But I should have thought about it more. I should have done the 1-1. So we've gone through. You know, I had heaps of fuel. We're all sweet. Go through. And then I found a rhythm on that second lap. And I just started pushing really, really hard. I threw down some real good laps. So I was battling with Brody for a bit there in the trees. And then I passed Brody on the third lap, and then we were heading down the Bonuna Road straight, and the bike just started to die. And I thought, straight away, I thought engine.
Oh.
I was like, nah, no way. We're not out of fuel. We've just blown an engine. And I was off it pretty hard. I was pretty pissed. And then, looked down, and for some reason, I've marked 500 mil on my fuel tank. I don't know why I did that, but that's the danger point. Like, you're out after 500 mil on the with these fuel pumps.
Yep.
And I looked down, and the fuel was just sitting below the 500 mil mark.
Oh,
so, you know, the first thing I did was I jumped off the bike, and I tipped it on its edge. Yep. On that Bonuna Road straight. And it was enough. So I ran out at the 35K mark.
Oh.
Is the closest point to the pits.
Yep.
Before you head back out.
Yeah.
I tipped the bike over to the side and gave myself enough fuel to take myself a few kilometers the other direction. So when I was properly out of fuel, I've just realized I've just made my life about three times harder.
Oh, you really have, man.
Sitting on a sand hill, and I just got off. And as soon as I ran out, two kids come running over to me. And they were just like, what are you going to do? I'm like, oh, I don't have a whole lot of options. I was like, I'm just going to push it back and try and make top 40. And they're just like, yeah, righto. So them two boys were, yeah, they were talking to me the whole way back to the pits, which was good. I spoke to them boys about it. Then I was pushing it pretty hard for the first K, and then, yeah, push it over the top of the hill and spotted the pits, and I think Brad and Paul seen me pushing, and then Paul come running out. I said, we need, and then Paul just goes, we'll get fuel for you at the start of the pit. So we pushed her into the start of the pit, and got some fuel there, and pretty well started the slog out of the 100 from there.
Mate, what an absolute epic, Connor. What an epic story. I mean, especially because we saw your tracker as well. And it kind of was looking good, and all of a sudden you have to push your bike, and there's a weird straight line, so that makes total sense now, man.
It definitely wasn't what I wanted to have this year's had a go like, but you can't win them all.
Lesson learned too, mate. You're a young buck out there as well, so you've got plenty of time to have these lessons learned and then come forward next year and really push it again.
Yeah, definitely,
man. So what was it like though after you got your fuel and you headed back out? What was that mentality you had? Was it just keep pushing as hard as you can, or just get to the end?
Well, I knew that I would hate myself if I gave up, so I was pushing it across. And obviously, you know what you're thinking when you're pushing a fucking motorbike through sand. So I was not exactly in the best mood. And then I was thinking, you know, what do I do? And the only thing I was thinking was, you know, I have a chance of making top 40 for next year's prologue. So let's just try to do that. So
that's a good way to think. That's good.
I pretty well went out, and I'm unsure of the position, but someone did say it was around 130th when I left the pits for that first lap out. And yeah, I went around, and I think by the time of the first or something like, my sister had a pit board. Sister was running a pit board with the outright position on it, and I was just watching it drop further and further. And I think I come round to the last lap, and I was in 54 on the start of the last lap, and yeah, managed to push into 34th by the end of that lap. So
that's incredible. That is an incredible push.
I was I was pretty happy with it. So no, it was good. We've got a top 40 spot for next year's prologue. So you know, Callum Norton, he really lucked out. His fuel pump stopped on the other side of the track.
Ugh, yeah.
So he had to use the buggy to go back, and that put him back a lap down. So he made his way into 47th. So
that's crazy push.
He missed out. Oh, he missed out on the top 40. So.
Oh, look, there's been so many stories like that too. I said Matt Ryan from Empire, he ran out of fuel kind of in the same spot as you and trying to push for, you know, double laps. So it really did show kind of this year that strategies were kind of either winning or losing positions. And unfortunately, you just you got the wrong end of the stick as well.
Yeah, well, like it is what it is. And yeah, it's definitely a lesson learnt for next year. But at the end of the day, like it happens. People, you know, it does happen.
Yeah, it's racing, man. That's just what it is.
Yeah, the race was a lot heavier than previous years.
Yeah.
So
did you find it harder than previous years?
I think I only found it harder because I had to push it for so far. Because I was gassed when I come back into the pits after that. But look, the last lap was probably one of the ones I felt better on. And I think that's because, you know, I knew that everyone else was starting to slow down, and I had it wasn't so much of a rest, but I can't, like I come in and sort of knew what I had to do. So I just went out and tried not to think of it and just went. So no, it was good.
Just had a good time, mate. That's what you're here for. You're just having good times.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, man, it's like to hear you come from, like, you know, 100th to push your way through. I mean, one, that's sketchy as hell. So congratulations for getting there. But I guess it also just makes you as a rider grow and learn and come back hungrier for next year.
Yeah, definitely. Like that's the plan. It's a race that never goes to plan for a lot of people. So
100%.
You know, it was just, a bit of fuel to the fire, and next year I'll be back stronger. And yeah, really just, I might even blow the tank out a little bit, make sure I got that extra fuel that I need.
carry a water bottle on you or something, mate, with some water.
I was thinking that. I was like, fuck, I should have had like a water bottle that would have got me through. But you know, you start thinking like that, and then you're thinking you're going to run out of fuel. So it's, I don't know. It is what it is. There's no changing it now. It happened, so we've just got to get over it and get into next year.
Mate, that's it. Stay hungry and then get after it next year.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, congratulations, brother. I guess we'll just see what happens next, and hopefully we can see you line up next year and get a podium as well.
Yeah, that'd be unreal. That's definitely the end goal.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, man.
All right, thank you.